Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 1532. Visible translated text is as follows. And some of her associates are Miss Dolly Evans, Atlanta, Georgia. Miss Hattie Phillips, Atlanta, Georgia. Mrs. Ethel Harris Miller is a person of good moral character and credibility, and we would believe her on oath. B.W. Widower, sworn for the moment. I am personally acquainted with Major Lekoff and have known him since his birth. His character for truth and veracity is good. Said Lekoff's associates are, among others, Joe Weinberg, Ike Eplan, Sam Herswitz, Ike Herswitz, Joe Herman, Sam Simplikin, and S.B. Edison. Mrs. M. Meyer, sworn for the moment. I and my sister, Mrs. Ethel Harris Miller, were both residents of Atlanta, Georgia, until recently, and had lived in Atlanta all our lives until I moved to Chicago some 2 or 3 months prior to making this affidavit, and until my sister, Mrs. Miller, moved to Chattanooga about July 1912. Our association in Atlanta were to a great extent the same, and I name as some of our associates the following, to wit, Dr. and Mrs. B. Wildauer, Dr. and Mrs. L. C. Ruglin, Mrs. and Mr. H. Siegel, Mrs. J. J. Saul, J.O.S. Herman, sworn for the moment. I am acquainted with Major Lekoff and have known him for 15 years. His character for truth and veracity is good. I know the said Lekoff was in the city of Atlanta, state of Georgia, on the 26th day of April, 1915, because I was in the company of said Lekoff sometime during the afternoon of that day. Group B. Dewey Hewell, sworn for the moment. I was an employee of the National Pencil Company. I worked for said company for only a few days, and during the time of my employment there, I never met Leo M. Frank, nor knew who he was, and never in my life did I meet Mary Fagan, nor did I ever see Mary Fagan. I have never seen the defendant and Mary Fagan together at the time of the original trial of the defendant. I was a resident of the home of the Good Shepherd, 646 Clinton Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, and Mrs. Bonifield, the police matron representing the Police Department of Atlanta, Georgia, came to Cincinnati and returned me to Atlanta, where I was used as a witness in the above case. After which, I was returned to the home of the Good Shepherd at Cincinnati. During my confinement in a large room adjoining the office of Solicitor General Dorsey, I met some 12 or 15 other girls who, like myself, were to be witnesses against the defendant, among whom was a girl named Maggie Griffin, who was very enthusiastic about going on the stand herself and testifying against the defendant. The said Maggie Griffin coached me and told me how to testify and what to say when I went on the